Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Andy Baskin, Jeff Phelps sitting across from us. Man wearing his Colt blue. I think that's just a coincidence. He's got Petrak. He covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. And you can read all of his work at brownzone.com. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Hello, hello.
We're sitting here debating the many, many issues surrounding this football team. Like, should the starters play the first half in preseason game number 3? It's good that that's maybe the hottest debate right now. We'll get to the kicker in a second. What do you think about playing time? Freddie's managed it very well for the starters so far.
Yeah, you know what? I'm torn on that. Part of me says don't play him just because week one is all that matters, right? Freddie's practiced him so hard. Those two practices with the Colts were intense that I don't know how much you gain from just putting him out there for, let's say, 25 snaps in a game situation. I get that that's the way it's always been. I get that you can't live in your fears, but I would understand if Freddie said, you know what, we're not going to play our best guys. We're going to get ready for week one.
I'm with you. We're on the same page. What? How good were the practices last week, especially compared to the game? Because we keep talking about this, and the value of those inter-squad scrimmages seems to be greater than preseason games.
I think for sure. I think that's how the coaches feel. I mean, as bad as that game was, the practices were obviously better. I mean, you saw the better players out there. I thought Wednesday's practice, and Freddie mentioned this, I thought Wednesday's practice was good, not great. I thought the intensity went up Thursday. We saw more fights, and that doesn't mean it's better. But we saw better
oh,
action.
Oh, it does to Andy.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was great.
But we saw better action on Thursday. And, I mean, you guys see it. Even at the start of the quarter, let's call it 14 snaps, the starters go ones versus ones probably went 70 snaps over 2 days. It's just better work. So if you can figure out a way to get those joint practices, then I think there's no reason you play guys that week. And then it just brings up this question. Do you play him in Tampa or not? If Odell's not playing, should Baker be playing? Should Jarvis be playing? I mean, those are all the questions you got to figure out. And I just don't know if the reward is worth the risk.
That said, the Chiefs play Pat Mahomes for most of the half. Other teams do it. I get it. And it's a balancing act, so I get it. But
you need to rip out your rearview mirror on the other teams.
No, I would just like to see them get out there one time. We had our producer Dan Menigan put out a great stat for us today. Last year, teams had started 0-2. There were 9 of them, and one of them made the playoffs. You want to get off to a good start.
Well, that's a legitimate stat, and I've always seen that stat because the Browns have been 0-2 forever, and I never gave it any thought because you knew they weren't going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But now it speaks to that's an important stat, number one. Number two, they need to get off to a good start. You could argue the first two games are the easiest games in the first 7
so you on better
the schedule.
Win them. You better
so you
win
better
them.
Win them is 100% right. So I get that argument. I'm not sure I can quantify is playing a half on August 24th.
Yeah.
How does that affect you September 1st? And I could see both ways.
Can I ask you this? What impact do you think, and I think this has been really good, the fact that Freddie has played the starters against the starters here in Berea a lot. I think that's a little out of the ordinary, and I think it's good.
I agree. I think it's definitely out of the ordinary. I mean, we've talked for years, well, the number one quarterback's going against the number two defense, and you couldn't get a good gauge in all those quarterback competitions we watched. And now it's straight up. One versus ones, two versus twos. I think the work is much better. You see Jarvis going against Demaryius Randall and Baker going against that defense. Miles versus Chubb and Robinson. So I think that does help. Now, timing and game situations is different. But if you're not going to play Odell anyway, how's Baker benefiting from – he's not getting timing with Odell against Tampa.
Yeah.
Maybe he does with the O-line. Maybe he does handing off to Nick Chubb. I get the argument, and I get you want to be sharp going into week one. I just am not convinced that that half makes that big a difference.
I'll be honest. I think when it comes to these preseason games, the coaching staff probably needs it more than the players do sometimes because you don't – I mean, you know that Freddie's the guy running the show, But I think it's a different story when you're trying to determine whether you're going to throw a red flag or what plays to run, or especially when you have two new coordinators, a new head coach, a whole new coaching staff. How are you going to interact with the coaches on game day? It might be the most important part of these preseason games. Forget about who the players are.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think there's a huge benefit to that because most of the coaching staff is new. And then if you throw in, obviously, the key battles. Right guard. So Eric Kush has to play. Drew Forbes has to play. Austin Corbett has to play. Like, those guys you need to evaluate in the games, in the kickers. But but I'm not sure.
We'll get to that.
I'm just not sure Baker and Chubb and Odell and Jarvis, especially if you're nursing anything.
Yeah.
There's no reason to get a guy rolled up. I mean, Sheldon Richardson, for a second, looked like he got rolled up, and you're like, oh, my gosh, it's a four-week injury.
Right.
And I know guys get hurt. Guys could get hurt out here. It just feels different when you can't control the competition. And that's where it changes. You can't control Tampa Bay.
You mentioned that nasty six-letter word.
Yeah.
Kicker. Each guy had a chance to hit a kick that would have really impressed the coaches. And as we laid out, terrific game situations. You know, end of the first half. As you move to get into field goal range. And then late in the game where you push a three-point lead out to six. Those are critical kicks in a regular season game. And both Joseph and Seibert missed. Are you going to roll with this for another week, or are you going to bring in fill-in-the-blank veteran this week and say, you're kicking in game three, and if he nails some kicks, he's your guy?
I'd be fine with that. I really would. And we've talked. I thought Greg Joseph – I was okay with Greg Joseph. And I was more –
so was I.
I was more comfortable with him than a lot of people were. Having said that, he's missed the kick in two straight games. The extra point, which was his bugaboo last year. The long one at the end of the half, which he struck well. He barely missed. If they don't have the holding penalty before that, he probably makes it. But he's still a miss inside from 53.
Inside.
Right? You got to make those.
On turf.
So I just don't know how he inspires confidence in a coach, in an offense, in a GM. So having said that, and I haven't liked Austin Seibert since the pick. Nothing personal. I just didn't think it was a good pick. The first kick I saw him kick in rookie minicamp, he missed, and he missed badly, and he hasn't gotten any consistency since. And his miss against Indy felt like he mishit it. And I just feel there's too many misses from him as a kicker. So having said all that, I'd be fine bringing in another guy. I don't know who it is. I don't know if you wait until Minnesota cuts Dan Bailey, right? They just traded for another kicker.
We threw that name out there.
I mean, he seems to make sense. He's going to be expensive, but you have room. Kicker's so valuable.
Would you even claim him on waivers? Put in a waiver claim on, or would you try and sign him afterwards?
No, I'd claim him. It's going to be really important. They're going to play a lot of close games, and I think people focus on how explosive this offense could be. The Chiefs played a lot of close games last year with the best offense in the league. It's going to come down to kicks in the fourth quarter, Baker in the fourth quarter, and can you rush a quarterback in the fourth quarter? And if you don't trust your kicker, there's a lot of sleepless nights.
It's interesting because the Chiefs signed their kicker off of an internet audition. Remember? Harrison Butker, right?
Yeah.
Guy sends out all the stuff, and they sign him, and, hey, he's doing great. How come you can't find one here in Berea?
Right. Well, I mean, that's the thing about it, is it's such a crapshoot.
Yeah.
Which is, number one, why I don't want to waste a draft pick on a guy, because you just don't know. You also don't know. You have a guy here. I mean, Greg Joseph, the light could come on tomorrow, and he could be Phil Dawson, right? Because Phil Dawson didn't make his first team. And Adam Vinatieri didn't make their first team.
Matt Stover didn't make his first team.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's plenty of examples. But when he's right in front of you missing kicks, it's hard to assume the best.
All right. We all know the most popular player in Cleveland has been the backup quarterback. Explain to me why Drew Stanton is set in stone at number two. At least that was the perception that we got while we were watching the game.
Well, I think that is correct. I don't think it's just a perception. Yeah. And the reason is his background with Freddie Kitchens. They go way back to Arizona. Freddie, when he was, I think, the quarterback's coach, had to use Drew Stanton because they had so many injuries. He started five games. I think he might have started a playoff game. And there's just a trust factor there that's higher than with Garrett Gilbert, no matter how good Garrett Gilbert looks in training camp, preseason against the Colts, preseason against Tampa, whatever it is. Drew Stanton's been around the block, and if you needed a guy to come in and play, he would be the guy. Now, if you need a guy to start eight games, maybe it's Garrett Gilbert. If you need a guy to play 2020, it's probably Garrett Gilbert. But for right now, and they convinced me at the combine, because I doubted the combine, They convinced me they both trust John Dorsey and Freddie. Both trust Drew Stanton.
All right, so will they keep three quarterbacks?
Yeah, and okay, I didn't think that at the start of camp.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sold now.
Okay,
I think so too, because Gilbert has shown that he should be on the team.
And that's part one, and part two is Freddie said he wants three because he had that nightmare in Arizona. He doesn't want to have only two. So to me, that goes together.
You know, the one thing about Drew Stanton, and I've thrown this out numerous times, and sometimes people scoff at it. I think it's the most important thing about him. Yeah. He is 11-6 in games he has started in the NFL. Now, throw out any circumstance you want, but he was with Detroit and Arizona. It's not like he was with the Patriots and winning football games.
True. Yeah.
The guy knows how to run a football team. And so I can understand why Freddie would be comfortable with him.
Yes, for sure. Now, you know, those 17 games are about 10 years, so it's not like it's a big sample size. But
over 10 years.
But he has won a lot of games. He's won a fair amount of games. And that trust factor is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, you can argue that Drew Stanton might have the biggest influence on Baker Mayfield over his first 2 years in the league. I think his influence is that big. He's around him every day. He's a coach next to him in Baker's ear. So he really does have a big impact on this team, a big role, and they think he can go in and win a game for you. And that's huge for the backup. I mean, that's the number one goal of a backup quarterback, right? Number one purpose is to go win a game if he has to.
Last question for you. There's been a little bit of talk today about adding another playoff team. Your thoughts on that?
I'm okay with that. Personally, I don't think the schedule needs a whole lot of tweaking. I get the argument that there's four preseason games is way too many, and if you have to compensate, you have to compensate. One extra playoff team, I'm okay with that, and then you have one team gets the bye week, and that means that's right. So much more important. I'm okay with giving greater importance to having the best record at the end of the year. I think it improves the games in weeks 16 and 17.
Should the top team be able to pick the team they want to play?
No.
Top seed. That came up this morning.
WWE?
Why not?
I mean, I want you, Petrak.
You get to pick who you want.
You and me, baby. We're throwing down.
Teams, of the teams that have to move up, why not? I love the idea. I mean, I think it's easier than set
idea.
In stone. But
come on, man.
I think it's a great idea.
We want you, Petrak.
You get to pick the team you want. They'll come in with the chip
I
on the
can
show.
Take you out,
the morning
man.
Show did a whole thing on this morning. I thought it was awesome.
I tell you what, I think that number one team would not want that responsibility. You do not want to say, I picked that team.
Yeah.
I think they would fight that.
Okay.
I would agree with you completely. Okay. Last thing you would want to do is pick an opponent. It almost puts you in a really bad spot. Yeah. Scott, thank you, sir.
Thanks, fellas.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
When you have kicker news, yell. Because my guess is it's coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.